And could we please call the roll? We are reconvening to open session.
Trustee Wells,
Here.
Trustee Lube,
Here.
Trustee King,
Here.
Vice President Marcus,
Here.
President Weekly.
Present. All right. Report out from closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957. The board reviewed the performance of the superintendent in closed session. All right. Welcome. Bienvenidos a todos. Welcome, everybody, to the public session for the August 10th, 2026 meeting of the Redwood City School Board. Our interpreter will now give instructions for how to access translation.
Buenas tardes. Si necesita interpretación español, por favor llame al número gratuito 978-990-5137 y presione el código de acceso 837-7041 y el gato. Si usted está presente, puede obtener unos audífonos y un receptor en la parte posterior de la sala. Gracias.
Muchas gracias. All right. Just so all participants are aware, at the direction of the board, this meeting is being recorded and will be shared with the public. We generally try to post our meetings on YouTube about a day or two after. Happy 2026 school year. This is our first board meeting of the fiscal and school year, and our first with our new superintendent, Dr. Christiane Ruibalcaba. Wednesday, we'll see school back in session after what I hope was a delightful summer break for everyone. The board will be honoring Dr. Baker tonight with a formal resolution. We'll also be reviewing a wide range of contracts, approvals, and policies to go and kick off the school year. The board encourages all members of the public to participate and provide comment on issues of concern, regardless of whether or not they're on the agenda. If you are here in person, please fill out a speaker card. You don't have to give your legal name, but if you would like for us to follow up with you, please consider adding contact information. If you're online with Zoom, you can just raise your hand and we will call on you based on your Zoom name. If you're speaking on a topic on the agenda, you'll be called at the time that item is being considered. If it's not on the agenda, we will call on you in the public comment portion near the beginning of our meeting. To be fair to all speakers, comment is limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise noted. You'll see a countdown clock at the front of the podium. As a reminder, anytime a public comment is on an item not on the agenda, the board will be unable to take action or comment on the matter. And now we are on to changes to the agenda. There are three changes to the agenda that I have to propose, more than usual. First is pulling 10.2, as the parent group in question needs more time to prepare. That's probably going to be at the next board meeting. The second amendment proposed is pulling 13.40 for a minor correction. We'll expect to see that also next meeting. I'll give you time to shuffle through your packets. There's a lot of things on the consent agenda. And the very next one, 13.41, we're also going to be pulling as staff needs a little bit more time to go and review that policy. Do folks have any questions about that? Any other changes proposed to the agenda? All right. Would somebody like to move to approve the agenda with those amendments?
Hello.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. The agenda has been approved. Public comment. We will now hear public comment on items not on the agenda. Do we have any public comments?
No public comments.
All right. None online either, it seems. I'm not seeing any hands up. Okay. We'll now move on to union comment. We'll now hear from our labor representatives that they would like to share. The same 3 minute time limit will apply.
Good evening, Dr. Ruibalcaba. Welcome, trustees, member of our community. My name is Christy Herrera, and it's an honor to stand before you as the newly elected president of the Redwood City Teachers Association. My vice president, Amy Barstad, has been teaching at Henry Ford for 28 years, and so together we begin with 53 years of teaching experience in Redwood City to support our members. So I thought that was exciting and a little scary to note. We've witnessed the incredible dedication of our educators, support staff, administrators, and families. Together, we have celebrated student successes, navigated challenges, and remained committed to providing every child with the education they deserve. As union president, I see my role as one of advocacy, collaboration, and accountability. Advocacy means ensuring that every educator has the support and working conditions necessary to do their very best for their students. Collaboration means building strong relationships with district leadership, the board of trustees, families, and our community so that we can solve problems together. Accountability means being honest, transparent, and willing to have difficult conversations when they are needed, all while keeping students at the center of every decision we make. Our teachers are very deeply invested in this district because this is more than where we work. It's where we build relationships, inspire curiosity, and help shape the future of our community. When educators are supported, students thrive. That belief guides my work every day. I anticipate fostering a respectful and productive relationship and partnership with the board and district leadership. We may not always agree on every issue, but I believe we all share the same ultimate goal, providing the highest quality education and opportunities for every student in Redwood City. I look forward to working together with all of you on behalf of our students, our educators, and our entire school community. It is my sincere hope that through connections, we can all thrive and not just survive this school year. Thank you. And now, Sean.
Good evening, Dr. Rubicava, trustees and cabinet members of the Redwood City community. My name is Shauna Ingersoll, and I'm honored to step into my new role as president of CSA Chapter 5, working alongside Administrator Cindy Zucker. I recently attended CSA's landmark 100th annual conference, CSA Centennial Celebration. Learning about our deep history and reinforced just how critical our classified staff is daily to the success of our schools. As we start the school year, our focus is on ensuring open communication and addressing our members' needs proactively. I look forward to building a strong collaborative relationship with the board and district leadership to ensure a cohesive working environment where our members truly thrive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, both of you, and welcome. All right, we've moved up the information section tonight, acknowledging our Williams report and the returns on our cash balance. And with that, I think we're going to move on to board recognition. We'd now like to formally request that the board adopt a resolution honoring Dr. Baker for his incredible years, whoops, no, decades of service to this district now that he has retired. Christian?
Can you hear me okay? Good evening, everyone, public, Board of Trustees, and members of our school district. It is an absolute honor to be sitting here recognizing an absolute legend. The attached resolution recognizes and honors Dr. Baker for his 46 years of dedicated service to our school district and school community. Including 10 years as a superintendent. Let that sink in. And we're here to celebrate Dr. Baker's lasting contributions to students, staff, families, and the greater community of Redwood City. Having been during this transition here in the Redwood City School District, Dr. Baker has proven time and time again that he earns every word that is in the resolution. And I don't take that lightly. It is, again, a great honor to consider you a mentor and just to see the absolute incredible work that you, along with your team and your staff, have built through the years and through the decades. I'll be really honest to say that you've made this transition into this superintendency not only smooth and seamless, but you've made it memorable. I don't think many incoming new superintendents can say that of their colleagues who are outgoing, right, in the superintendency. I'm now going to open up comments to our Board of Trustees, who I'm sure have a plethora of great things to say about you, Dr. Baker.
Fellow trustees, any remarks on this resolution?
Yeah, I'll start. I just want to express my profound gratitude to Dr. Baker for your 46 years of service, and particularly the last 10 years as superintendent. You've really left us with an incredibly strong foundation that's going to help really with this transition go smoothly. Your dedication to community schools, to dual immersion programs, to equity, to mental health services has really transformed Redwood City School District. And I'm looking forward to see what we do go with all of that foundation going forward. It's that stability and the structural excellence that you really established here over that last decade, and of course, all of your work in the cabinets before that, that makes me excited about what's coming in the future. And so I thank you for that, giving us that gift and really that foundation that lets us look forward to the future and and take on this new transition and what that brings. But thank you. I really appreciate it.
I just got back home last night, so I didn't see our board agenda until this morning. And so I was very pleasantly surprised and happy to see this resolution there since I also was missed your last meeting. So I just wanted to say thank you. And again, congratulations on this retirement. And I want to give you a hug since I missed you last time.
Said a lot of things the last time, but I think the big thing for me is incredibly grateful, as everyone has already said. You've set such an incredible foundation for us, and I'm excited about Dr. Ubalcaba and what he can achieve. But it's so different seeing you on the other side. But I hope it's not the last time, as I know that there's so much that you've already given to the district, but I know that there's so much more you could if you wanted to. But of course, that is your choice. More than anything, I hope you enjoy your retirement, but incredibly, incredibly just grateful for everything that you've given to this district.
I'm going to keep it short. Obviously, what a legend. And I just want to say that had it not been for you, I would not be up here. As a board member. So I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for all the years and decades that you've dedicated to Redwood City. You truly are such an incredible human being. Again, from being a teacher to all the way to being a superintendent. And again, I've said this before and I will continue to say it again, and you never changed. And that it means a lot to me. So thank you so much. And I hope you enjoy your retirement, and don't forget about us.
John, sorry to pull you back into the boardroom one last time here, but I really wanted to make sure to give you a full and proper send-off with a little bit of formality. Worked with Christian to make sure that we captured the impact that you've left on the students, the staff, the community. We had a lot of things to say, so the resolution's pretty long. There are a lot of whereas clauses in there. Thank you so much for all that you've given and your nearly a half century of work that you poured into this job. I'm so glad that you're getting a well-deserved retirement, and I hope you've already begun it with an enjoyable summer. And with that, I would like to ask if somebody would like to move, we approve this resolution.
I will make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor? Aye. I think we will now present the resolution as approved by the board.
Right. So I'll take a picture.
Want to take a picture?
Just before this, I know we had the last board meeting that I was at where we went through some of these kudos, but I just wanted to move forward and also thank the Board of Education for your support, and not only the board that is here right now, but the previous board also that really supported myself in moving the district in the direction in which it's going right now, but really the people that deserve a lot of this recognition. Some are behind me this evening. We have teachers in the audience. We have classified staff in the audience. We have administrators in the audience that work with our students day in and day out, a lot more than the rest of us here at the dais at Cabinet. And without the support of all of those people, there is no way that we would be where we are right now, especially with COVID moving in as it did. So Cabinet members, administrators, the board, our teachers, our classified staff, from the bottom of my heart, I thank them so seriously about standing there with me, because without any of them, it just wouldn't exist where it is right now. The district wouldn't. And there's a great person in front of me right now who has taken my place. We communicate every now and then, text or email, and things are moving in the right direction. We just need to believe, and we need to make sure that our teachers and our classified staff and our administrators are supported in the manner in which they can definitely create those achievements and moving the direction of where it was going before we hit a side bump with the COVID. But we're back in that trajectory again. And thank you all so much for your support. You don't have a board that supports you, then it's not going to work. And I'm working with a colleague right now that left a district because of that reason, and helping him in his new district to move forward. But thank you all from the bottom of my heart for standing with me through the 10 years of being a superintendent, and those of you that knew me prior to that time of where I was within the district. Thanks again.
Amazing.
All right. And nice and small too, so you can put it in your wallet. Yeah. We're on to other business. Now, normally the segment on other business and suggested items for future event agendas is pretty perfunctory towards the end of our meetings, but I want to call out here that the board did some hard work at our offsite to go through our parking lot of important things that in the fullness of time we need to make sure are discussed, and that we're working with the superintendent on a process whereby we can regularly take important items for discussion and slot them onto evenings that aren't already full to the brim. We can see the beginning of this bearing fruit in the attached schedule of board agenda items. If I can call people's attention to the red items that are in the attached calendar that directly sprang from our offsite discussion in the parking lot. In future meetings, we'll attach not just the upcoming meeting topic calendar, but also the parking lot agenda items that have not yet found a calendar date. That way we can keep tabs on all of the important things we have yet to discuss. So if folks are curious, what is the board going to talk about? When is the board going to talk about those things? It's your answer right there in the attachment. We're going to be continuing to work on that and advance that. Awesome. With that, we are, well, just any questions on that from fellow trustees, comments?
Sorry, I think I heard you say you're the next review of this, you're going to add the parking lot items and then potentially some additional study session.
Yes, my hope is roughly, not very formalized, that about once a quarter that we take a look at the parking lot, things that we've agreed are important but don't yet have on the calendar, and we try to look to find good meeting dates. And that's not going to be every meeting because sometimes we just have a huge amount of stuff that we have to get through. But if there's opportunistically some meetings, we can pull some of those important discussions into or tee up study sessions as needed. That is a tool that should be in our toolbox. And I feel like we have been, looking back in the last couple of years, we've probably been underutilizing study sessions as a tool in our tool bag. And so something we should exercise more often. Other comments, questions about this? Nope. Okay. So we're on to consent. We have an absolutely enormous consent calendar this evening. As a reminder for members of the public who are potentially attending their first school board meeting, this is where we can approve a large number of items all in one go without having to deliberate and discuss each item. There are a large number of policies, as has been true for the last few meetings, since we're working through a backlog of about 200 policies that need updating to be fully compliant with the state. I think we're through most of them by now, majority or over 50%, maybe. This is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Bravo. Okay. It's been a huge amount of work from the policy committee and staff. So big shout out to them. For many policies, we're required to put in specific language, or the statewide California School Board Association has already had a team of lawyers review that language that they think that school board should adopt. So we only want to stray from that when we have real conviction about ways in which we think our district should operate differently. Any board member can pull a policy from consents to active discussion, but for unobjectionable changes, we're trying to have an efficient system. One other thing that's in here that by definition gets glossed over is the warrant registers. That's literally all of our expenditures. I know school finance can be a lot to wrap one's head around. I still feel like I'm coming down a learning curve here. But literally every penny spent by the district is publicly accounted for in a matter of public record. It's all there. With all that said, would somebody like to move to approve the consents with the modifications of the agenda as discussed earlier?
I'll move to approve the consent items with the modifications.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Okay. Action items. We have a number of action items now where we need to approve and vote on each of these. 14.1, resolution one.
Thank you. I'm bringing forward to you tonight the Ed Code option. It's an annual waiver through the CTC that allows seasoned tenured teachers to teach outside of their credential area with their university units on their transcript. Are there any questions about this waiver?
No questions. Would someone like to move to approve?
Yeah, no, just before that, as always, I have sincere gratitude for teachers being flexible to be able to take on these positions to help us sort of adapt to the ebbs and flows of our student population needs. So with that, I'll move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Resolution one is passed. Resolution two.
This is an exciting moment at the welcome back breakfast for certificated employees. Dr. Rubalcaba announced that the board would be considering this item tonight. So it's an exciting time for our teachers who have completed their probationary period, which typically occurs on the first day of their work year in their third year, assuming satisfactory evaluations and so forth. And so I'm pleased to offer the list to you tonight. They were recognized at the breakfast and stood up, and it was a nice moment for them. And they will receive certificates after the board approval tonight. Any questions about the tenure list?
Bravo to those teachers.
Yeah, really. Congratulations. It looks like there's more than 30 of them. And so it's a great accomplishment. And achieving tenure here at Redwood City is just a testament to their hard work and their dedication and their excellence. And it was the one thing I did think that was kind of neat was seeing just how many were getting tenure from, you know, like our high need schools like Hoover, Garfield, and Taft. Like that's really awesome. So that was cool. I'll make a motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Very nice. That passes. Resolution number three, conflict of interest code.
Are there any questions about this particular one?
Seeing none, would somebody like to move to approve resolution number three?
So moved.
I'll second.
All those in favor? Resolution three is adopted. Number four, adoption of our governance handbook. How does the district work anyhow? And what do these trustees do?
Yeah. So the attached governance handbook establishes the governing board's shared agreements, communication expectations, operating protocols, and core values to guide the collaborative work of the Board of Trustees and Superintendent during the upcoming school year. This governance handbook reflects not only last year's draft, but also updates as we discussed at our recent offsite retreat. It is the recommendation of administration that we all review and adopt this governance handbook that will be the guiding framework for board governance in the 2026-2027 school year.
Fantastic. Comments? Questions?
Nope. I just wanted to say thanks for arranging the offsite in July for us to talk about this, and to the trustees for joining it and sort of engaging and getting this thing working in. I thought it was a great session. I appreciate Parvin Amati's contributions to helping us like work through that and get that in. And I just think that, you know, it's nice to have these kind of like more formalized protocols to make sure that we're continuing to operate transparently. We know what we're doing. We have an agreement with each other of how to do these things. So thanks again for putting that together.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, for members of the public who are curious about how the board operates and the relative roles and responsibilities of the board versus the superintendent, this is a great doc. It's very written plain language, actually.
Large font.
Yes, very easy readability.
Yeah, similar to what Mike said, I appreciated the offsite. Obviously, the handbook, just we added a little bit more. I really like what it looks like now. I love the colors. And so, you know, kudos to whoever put this together. And I just want to say, thank you. So thank you so much.
Fantastic.
I'll just also add, I think it's really, it looks great. More important than that, the content's really helpful. And just to reiterate, I think what Mike said, I think it's great that we not only have this codified, but also that we are revisiting it, because like we did actually make changes. So it's a good reminder, I think, for all of us every year and for the public to understand that this is something that we take seriously, that we're actually understanding, trying to reiterate or to iterate on different pieces where things could work better. But I'm glad that it's here. I'm glad it's really formalized now, and I'm sure it'll be on the website at some point.
And with that, would somebody like to move that we adopt the handbook?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Great. That's our handbook. On to number 5, a clarification on CSEA master contract language. Wendy.
Thank you. Due to a recent development over the spring timeframe with a retiree, there was a need to have some clarity regarding longevity payments. And so the district and CSCA entered into this MOU agreement, which we're bringing to the board tonight, really for clarification on practices that we had in place, but to create stabilization with the viewpoints of the members and our county and so forth for payroll and deduction services. Any questions about the MOU?
No questions, but thank you, Wendy, and our CSEA leadership for working collaboratively and quickly to sort of, I mean, it's kind of a technical fix there, but it's nice to be able to see that get addressed so quickly.
Amen to that. Other comments, questions? Somebody like to?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, it carries. We're on to number 6, approval of local committees on assignments.
I think this waiver might be relatively new for most of you. Perhaps Trustee Marquez has experienced this particular waiver coming to the board in the years past. The last one that was brought to the board was 2022. As you know, the CTC, the California Credentialing Teachers Association, offers various approved waivers. And in this particular case, it allows, upon a resolution that was passed years ago, actually through the board, approximately 9 years ago, the opportunity for the board to approve teachers working in a certain capacity based on their background and experiences. The Ed Code waivers are for university units. This particular option is for their experiences and other values that they've brought to the classroom setting based on the subject matter and the fact that they are already credentialed teachers. So similar to having a teacher teach outside their credential area for an elective, which is the most popular form, but sometimes one math class here or an advanced math class there, they are drawing upon their expertise of their experiences. And so there's a comprehensive form that they fill out, a committee based on teachers, administrators reviews the form and all the details that they have provided, reaches out to the administrator if needed to ensure this is the best fit. And then the application is brought here to the board for consideration, which will then eventually be approved by the county that the CTC will recognize. It's an annual request, and so this may vary from year to year. One particular one that I want to point out that is interesting is the STEAM teachers. So there is not a credential for STEAM. There's science, there's technology credentials, there's art and so forth. but there's not a STEAM credential, nor is there a district approved curriculum for STEAM because it's considered like an elective in a way. And so that is one that recently has popped up in the county's request for us to have the board review these applications. And then the other ones, the more content area driven ones, tend to be a multiple subject teacher that needs to teach one class or two classes and has been an experienced teacher, but may not have the necessary 12 or 18 units, depending on their subject area, to receive the Ed Code waiver. So this is an alternative option. Questions about this particular item?
For the STEAM one in particular, it makes me wonder, like, are there things that the district could do to set to create some a specification for a STEAM teacher, just to make it so that it's easier for the STEAM teachers to get placed here? Or just, are there things the district could do to make this easier?
So there are versions of STEAM, for example, the career technical education pathways, but those are typical in high school.
Yeah.
So two of our candidates here on the list actually have the CTE credential, but we want them to teach in a middle school setting. And they actually have been teaching with us in the past in other ways. So, but unfortunately, since there's not a credential for this, we'd be picking apart the letters in STEAM, looking for science credential. But then the Power School course has to say science. If it's a STEAM class, it's much more open-ended, like an elective, but we need to fit the credential with the course or else the county will not pay our teachers. So this is one alternative to that.
Okay. All right. Not seeing any other comments or questions.
No, thanks for the explanation, Wendy. And I'll make a motion to approve.
You have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
It carries. Thank you so much. Next up, we have the approval of the RCTA, RCSD tentative agreement and receipt of the AB 1200 public disclosure.
Thank you. It's such a joy tonight to bring this tentative agreement to you. And we have our chief negotiator from RCTA, Amy Barstead, in the group, and Christy Herrera, of course, is part of the team for RCTA. And we spent the last several months since March reviewing contract language, negotiating, debating, all very professionally and collaboratively, which was great, that brought us to this moment to bring this contract to you with updated language in various forms. We addressed class size, we addressed compensation, and a few other particular pieces within the tentative agreement. So upon approval, we would move forward with developing and sending out the new contract, which all of you would receive a copy for as well. And we are putting those items into place, including the class size pieces starting the following school year. And then, of course, the fiscal implications that are noted here. So I'm really pleased that we had a joint, and thank you to my team, Rick Edson and Dr. Baker's guidance, who was here over the last several months, and Tina Mercer actually was on our team as well.
Okay.
Comments, questions?
Yes, Rick.
Thank you. I'll just note on the AB 1200, it will be updated to reflect 3.0 on page 2. The 2.8% that was in there is a blended average between that and the rows that were put in. And I transpose one number for another in that. And also there's, I'm going to change the date on through 29 on the front and on the signature page. Although the monetary component is for the 2 years, which we normally highlight in the AB 1200. This is a successor agreement going through 29. So it'll be reflected on that. And that it shows fiscal solvency through 29 with this settlement, knowing and we're anticipating that RCTA will come back in 27, 28 to negotiate salary again for the 28-29 school year, which another AB 1200 will be brought to the board upon our successful completion of those negotiations.
Thank you, Rick. Fellow trustees, any comments, questions?
No, I just want to thank RCTA and district leadership for, you know, reaching the agreement. I think retaining dedicated teaching staff and educators, it's one of the most direct ways we can really support our students. It's how we're going to achieve our LCAP goals and everything else that we've set out to get done here. So I totally support this new contract and the compensation process, and also for walking us through the whole process as a board, Wendy. It was great communication, really clear. Totally appreciated that. I realized that, you know, we have the budget adjusted from the AB 1200. We can see what we're doing to be able to cover the increased cost this year. And I know we'll have to make some adjustments coming up in the, you know, for the following year. And I'm sure we'll do that transparently, open, and protect, you know, students at the center, keep our MTSS at our focus, and make sure our family support services or our community schools stay strong. So I'm glad that we've gotten to this point. Thank you.
I just wanted to add one more item that sparked something. I do want to thank our CTA for being really forward thinking on this salary agreement, recognizing it was 2 years, but acknowledging some of the opportunities for growth and meeting the needs of our less seasoned staff with years 1 through 10 of experience, our first year, and then our more experienced staff are in the year 2. It was a more forward-thinking approach to be more competitive with our San Mateo County like demographic districts, and really bold. We haven't done something like that before. We're restructuring the salary schedule to meet that need. And of course, the board's interest in pursuing that as well was really helpful for this negotiation cycle.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally appreciate that. It really felt forward looking and sort of trying to address not just like a compensation increase, but actually being strategic about what's going to make a difference going for the future. So I totally appreciate that.
Okay, fantastic. Any other comments, questions?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor? Aye. Thank you very much. Next up is the approval of the Redwood City Administrators Association, RCAA.
So while the Administrators Association that's comprised of classified and certificated management is not part of a union, the discussion occurred regarding salary increases with the amount noted at 3% for the 26-27 school year. That would align with a similar percentage to RCTA. And so this is brought to you tonight for consideration as well.
Comments, questions? Nope. All right. Some like to...
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. And it carries. Next up, interns. Mm-hmm. Or provisional internship permits.
Yes. So we have a teacher at North Star Academy that is continuing forth on one of the pathways available to incoming California teachers, which is the provisional internship permit. And this will be her second year in the district, and she will be starting her internship actually in January. So this will cover about 6 months if it's approved tonight. Any questions about this particular candidate?
Nope, not seeing any.
Sounds like a good use of provisional internship. So I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor? Aye. There you go, Ivy. Awesome. Next up, approval of personnel changes for the school year.
So after the close of the budget last year, there were a few items that were in the works coming forward. As you know, various classrooms that were opened, our TK and other SPED types of new needs were brought to our attention over the summer. And so the positions are here listed. These involve students that have entered the district that might need one-to-one services, or converting contractors to employees. We have to bring that in because those positions were closed in the past and now they're opened. It's like we swapped to pay for the contractor. We do have a new assistant principal at Clifford. And then there is an item, the maintenance specialist, where we are shifting the needs from the carpentry work over to a maintenance specialist. And then, of course, the TK classrooms, that the instructional assistants for the TK classrooms. And then we are moving workers' comp over to HR. And so we swapped services and then added time for the employee affected. Any questions about these particular positions or needs?
Not seeing any. Someone like to move we approve this?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. All right, last action item, approval of the Students Attendant Review Board for 26-27. Who's presenting this one? Sarb. Who wants to present this one? Anna?
Didn't pay attention if this one was going in. It was for Prentrina. So these are our regular SARBs that we go in every year. So it's the it's the board policies that we're looking at. So let me go back. Sorry, I should have had it open on my computer. So every year we knew the new members of the SARB board that we're adding this year now that the SARBs are taking place more on our side instead of going to the county office. So we're making sure we have the completed board SARB boards for the year.
How just kind of ballpark, how many do we usually?
So all of the panelists that are on there is usually who is on there on the SARBs for the how many SARBs? Last year, I believe we really started late in the year. So we have, I don't have a rough number. I knew it was like maybe three a month or three a week. Sometimes it depended on how many kids we were bringing to SARBs. We didn't bring as many as we would like to. Now that the county has really put it on the district to do the SARB board, we did the SARB boards, but now we as an internal, we have an internal commitment now to do these more regular. So right now we have some coming up because we're still using, looking at students from last year that we were going to SARB over the summer. So it ranges. There's a different range because you have to meet the criteria of you have to have the SES meetings. You have to get the letters. And then we move into SARBs after we've attempted to look at the barriers and work with the families. So I will have a better number for you, but because Petrina oversees that, she would have the number.
Okey-doke.
And I'll just say thanks to the district staff that's on the SARB board and their community partners, like Redwood City Together and Family Connections. You know, improving attendance is part of our LCAP goal, number one. But it takes the whole community. And so we really value the partnerships there. And just looking at the people that are on it, I know they're going to keep this as like a true tier three kind of intervention. They're going to root everything in empathy, focus on like the wraparound services and the family partnerships to make sure that we're dismantling the barriers to attendance and not doing something punitive. So that's looks like a great list of people to be on the board.
Sweet. Thank you. Any other comments? Someone like to move that we approve this board?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. We are through our action items and we're on to board and superintendent reports.
I don't have anything to report.
Well, RCSD.info now has phone numbers in both English and Spanish where you can go and ask questions about the district. Again, not an official approved district site, but using it to experiment with ways that we can run the district in an open and transparent way. Kristen, anything you'd like to share?
Yeah. So these last 3-4 weeks have been very busy with, you know, welcoming staff, collaborating with staff. As we noted earlier, we started off with our board retreat, which was a great opportunity to align ourselves and to really look at where we're headed, right? Shortly after that, we held our principal's launch, which was intended to welcome our site administrators, both principals and assistant principals. We held this at Granger Way. And it was just a wonderful opportunity. The excitement that each and every one of our site administrators exhibited and communicated throughout the entire 4 half days, you know, and then the rest of the day back at their sites was really inspirational. We worked a lot on knowing our why, because we know that when we have our purpose and we bring that with intentionality each and every single day, right, around helping our students and ensuring that each and every one of them succeeds and surpasses, you know, their wildest dreams with high expectations and the right amounts of support. We know that that's really a true measure and a test of a healthy, well-functioning district. This is really where my kind of slogan of all kids, you know, all in for kids really took off. The principals really, you know, I launched it onto them and they brought it right back with the same kind of level of energy. And that was really, really incredible. Then a few days later, we welcomed our new teachers at new teacher orientation, a little over 40 new teachers from across grade levels and strands of instruction came together. And it was so great to see those new smiling faces. A small number of them were like new to the profession. And so we gave them an extra special warm welcome. And it was just so excited to hear each and every one of them connect with one another and share their excitement about being here in Redwood City School District. And so I saw a lot of passion and a lot of, again, intentionality. We recently held our welcome back breakfast with our incredible certificated staff. And that was a hoot. That was super fun. I want to thank my cabinet members and my teams for ensuring a very successful event in terms of the logistics and the organization of, you know, getting the screens up and having breakfast and coffee. We ran out of coffee. That's a good sign. We had the theme of one goal, one team, all in for kids. And, you know, most of our certificated staff members came in their gear of, you know, following the FIFA theme of the summer. For those of you who were watching, I know it's all of you, right? And it was super exciting to be on that stage, giving a warm welcome, sharing about my values around student first, and every decision and behaviors that I take as a leader, as a person, with an increasingly strong and kind of infectious appetite to increase academic achievement for all of our students with this kind of hyper-focused goal on ensuring that all kids read by third grade, right? And so, you know, I'm just so super enthusiastic of all the energy that our teachers, certificate of staff gave on that day of the breakfast. The future is bright. And tomorrow, I can't wait to also welcome our classified staff members also held at Hoover. Again, I'm going to be sharing who I am, my vision, you know, why we're here. And encouraging them to, you know, to bring out their why, because I think the more that we're intentional about our actions and are strategic about where we're going, the more successful we'll be. And so you're all invited to come to swing by tomorrow if you can at Hoover. And then the most important day of all, y'all know what that day is. I can't sleep. I've been having a hard time going to bed these last few days. And I know for some of you who read my 90-day entry plan, I know y'all did. Don't say you didn't. On there, it says I committed to do a bus ride-along. And that is why I cannot go to bed these last few days, because I'm so excited to do the bus ride-along. So expect some social media on that. But I'm super excited. You know, Wednesday is D-Day. This is why we're here. This is why we spent all summer, my cabinet team and I, including, you know, Evelyn, who was by my side all summer long, you know, prepping for the year ahead. So thank you, Evelyn. You've been incredible. So it's really exciting. That's my report. It's a big one, but it's really an all-inclusive launch into the 26-27 school year. And I'm excited to get out there and visit schools, classrooms, kitchens, you name it. I'm going to be all over. So I'm excited.
Love it. Correspondence. Any notable correspondence people have received? You got another email. Mike?
The Henry Ford House.
Two pieces of email that caught my eye. One was just a flag by a parent about the potential costs incurred with volunteering.
Yeah.
I imagine all of us are on the same page. If we want to make sure that there are limited to no barriers to participating across all the school districts, schools. But I understand Dr. Robocow has is already looking into that, I think, with the same mindset, but is I appreciate that the parent reached out to just, you know, we can't fix issues that we don't know about. So it was good to understand that. And then looked at the website, and there's some misleading pieces about the CDE saying it's a free training when you have to pay for the certificate. but anyway, that was one. And the second email that just came through, I think earlier today, was from the North Fair Oaks Community Alliance, basically highlighting a lot of the work that community members did to help clean up around the school areas and that area of the district. And I think it was great, a lot of work there, but also kind of a call to action slash request for clarity and collaboration, which I think would be great. I think there's an open question of where the responsibility lies, but also just like, how do we be a good community member? So again, similarly, I was glad to see that one, of course, someone went on, a group of folks went out and did this, but also is trying to make it into a sustainable system that we can all participate in.
Wonderful. Thank you for the share. Other correspondence? No. Okay. Reflection. How'd it go? Gosh, it's 7:51 p.m.
I think it went great. Again, even as many items on the consent agenda, I spent all weekend reading. I really did, and sent my questions to everybody. So thank you for the responses. I think great. I'm looking forward to a great school year. You know, welcome to the teachers and classified staff. And I look forward to, you know, again, an exciting and thriving just overall school year.
Thank you. Other reflections on the meeting? No? Okay. Awesome. Yeah. There's a lot of material to go through, and we went through it, asked a lot of questions. Staff had good answers. Cool. Calendar. Unless you had any reflections, Christian? Okay. Okay. One update from my side. I am taking my kids on a once in a lifetime kind of adventure through Asia and South Pacific. So I'm going to be gone from November 24th to January 4th. So that's two meetings. So both the meetings in December. I may look at ways of possibly dialing in, but I'm going to be on really weird time zones. And so I may or may not be able to participate in the December meetings. So just want to give a very early heads up there. Thanks, bud. I get to come back to the junior members. Yeah. All right. Other calendar items? Any changes here? Didn't think so. Nope. There's a closed session that we just had. Other than that, no other changes. Okay. All right. With that, we're on to adjournment.
I'll move to adjourn. Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Meeting's over. Thanks, everybody.